CBS News. Argentina's official news agency reports an invasion by Argentine forces on the Falkland Islands. Good morning, I'm Steve Young reporting on the CBS radio network. The official news agency is now reporting what earlier reports stated, that Argentine military forces have occupied the Falklands, a British colony several hundred miles east of Argentina in the South Atlantic. The operation is said to have begun this morning with the landing of Marines near the capital of Stanley. Britain denied the initial reports of an invasion. Dan Revive reports from London.
After issuing the denial, Humphrey Atkins of the Foreign Office fielded questions in Parliament. For instance, is the British colony easy to invade?
We will sustain and defend the Falkland Islands to the best of our ability. As for the question of the ease of any invasion, I don't think that it will be found to be at all easy.
People who live in the Falkland Islands are not just British by law, but that if one meets with them, they are British in fact and in nature. But can he assure the House that if force should be regrettably used by Argentina in this incident, that the initial use of force would not be the end of the matter?
No, sir, it would not. And I agree with my honourable friend about the nature of the Falkland Islands, as they have made it clear, extremely clear, for many years, that they want to remain British.
But there's not much the British can do today except protest. Dan Revive, CBS News, London.
The islands have been in British hands since 1833. The main occupation of the 1,800 inhabitants is raising sheep. The latest crisis began 2 weeks ago when a group of Argentine scrap merchants landed on the Falklands dependency of South Georgia to dismantle an old whaling station. Britain said they failed to go through proper immigration procedures. Argentina said that was unnecessary. More in a minute.
Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup.
The Argentine forces are there, and they have taken the control of the island.
That was a spokeswoman for Argentina's official news agency announcing that its armed forces have invaded the Falkland Islands, a British colony several hundred miles east of Argentina in the South Atlantic. Tom Fennin reports the response in London.
Prime Minister Thatcher held an emergency cabinet meeting. The chief of the air staff and the first sea lord were called in. Afterward, Deputy Foreign Secretary Humphrey Atkins told the House of Commons that an invasion was imminent.
We are taking appropriate military and diplomatic measures to sustain our rights under international law and in accordance with the provisions of the United Nations Charter.
The only British forces now in the Falklands are an icebreaker, some 80 lightly armed Royal Marines, and a home guard unit numbering about 120 men and boys. It will apparently take the British several days at least to muster anything more to defend the 1,800 persons and 600,000 sheep that make up the population of this far-off colony. The government was apparently only bluffing a few days ago when it hinted that it had a powerful British task force steaming toward the Falklands. It was lack of any reasonable alternative that led Mrs. Thatcher's government to turn to the United Nations, where the issue was debated last night. Correspondent Richard C. Hotellett was there.
The president of the Security Council appealed to both countries to settle their dispute by peaceful means. Britain's Sir Anthony Parsons said the Falklands, with their 1,800 inhabitants of mainly British origin, have been under British sovereignty for 150 years. Argentina's Eduardo Roca replied that Britain had seized the islands, maintaining an illegal and aggressive presence in Argentine waters that justifies measures of self-defense. Some diplomats suggest privately that the Argentine government, with serious domestic problems, may welcome an easy patriotic campaign against a foreign foe. Parsons accepted the Security Council appeal.
We will exercise the utmost restraint. We will, in particular, refrain from the use or threat of force in the region. And we will continue the search for a diplomatic solution. We are not aggressors, as my distinguished Argentine colleague has again and again suggested.
Said Parsons, I hope he will respond positively to the appeal, but Roca said nothing. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News, United Nations.
There have been widespread demonstrations in Argentina over the past few days to protest the military government's handling of the country's economic problems, including rapidly rising unemployment. Hundreds of people were arrested. Taking note of that, Britain's opposition Labour Party spokesman John Silkin, in today's House of Commons debate, said the Argentine government is using the Falklands controversy to distract the public. In Silkin's words, whenever the tin pot fascist junta that rules Argentina is in deep trouble, they threatened the Falklands. But now they have done more than threaten.
Newsbreak. Urgent. Argentine military forces have occupied the Falkland Islands in an operation which began with the landing of Marines near the capital of Port Stanley early today. That according to the official Argentine news agency. I'm Steve Young, CBS News. Everything you've wanted to know about the Falkland Islands after this. The Encyclopedia Americana puts it straightforwardly. Falkland Islands, two large islands, East Falkland and West Falkland, with about 100 islands surrounding them. Webster's new geographical dictionary chimes in, main islands of quite irregular shape with wide channel. The Falkland Islands are off the coast of Argentina, have been a British colony for about 150 years.
There have been differences for many years between my government and the government of the Republic of Argentina concerning the Falkland Islands.
The voice of Sir Anthony Parsons, as Britain took its fears of an Argentine invasion of the Falklands to the Security Council last night. Speaking through a translator, the reply from Argentina's representative.
The Argentine Republic has been and continues to be the subject of continuous acts of aggression perpetrated by the government of the United Kingdom. This has gone on for nearly 150 years. It's nothing other than the maintenance of a colonial situation which originated in an act of force.
The tempest in the Falklands heated up about 2 weeks ago. It happened when some Argentine scrap merchants on one of the Falkland Island dependencies, it's called South Georgia, wanted to dismantle an old whaling station. Britain wanted the scrap merchants to observe proper immigration procedures. Argentina thought that was a bother. Today, debate in the British Parliament and a question to Humphrey Atkins of the Foreign Office. Is the British colony easy to invade?
We will sustain and defend the Falkland Islands to the best of our ability. As for the question of the ease of any invasion, I don't think that it will be found to be at all easy.
People who live in the Falkland Islands are not just British by law.